Good morning once again, and thank you for coming very early to this service. Mark chapter 9. I read verse 23. Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." So if I can believe, he said, all things are possible to him that believeth. So if I will become something, I want to achieve something, it may not come to pass. But if I believe that which I said or that which I'm thinking to becoming will be possible, it will happen. So it's not because I've said it, it's because I believed it. So he said to him that believeth, it's like an information, it's like a secret. Said it is. It doesn't matter who disbelieve you. It doesn't matter who says it's not possible. But if you can believe, even if everybody around you said it's not possible, he said, if you can believe what you said. If you can believe what you say, you are going to become. It is possible. This morning I'll be speaking to you on the power of belief. Power of belief. If Jesus Christ said it, please believe it all. So he gave us information that naturally we will never have known. So that's why the Bible is full of too many secrets. Said the secret thing belongs to God. You will never know the reason why things happen, the reason why things don't happen. Oh, people just, even some religious folk, they don't say anything anyhow. I mean, the people don't even understand the reason why statements were made. He said all things. And I've seen people in this world who make things possible that seem, the thing that seems impossible. Go and check record, world record at Olympics. You will see that what the record that people break, it seems absolutely impossible. But some people believe it. Go and look at skyscrapers all over the world. Go to Singapore. Everywhere in the world, you find people that believe something and they work at it. And that's why it seems as if we live in a wonderful world today. It's a wonderful world. In fact, before Jesus, you can't compare the same world that we live in today. So he gave us that secret and men ran with it. And that's why we have the kind of world that we have today. Look at where you are seated today. It's a function of look around you. Men that believe that something is possible and they made it possible. And that's what most of us enjoy today. He said, if you can believe, all things are possible. Well, it sounds very easy and fair, isn't it? Very easy. Believe is the energy for achievement and attainment in life. Inside belief is where the energy is stored. So it's a fair game. So you tell me that, okay, even if I pray for something, I have to believe. If I said I want to achieve something, people think God will come and help me. I said, fine. God has helped you, actually. It's not that he's coming to help you. Did we not read in the Bible that God had given unto us all things that pertain to life and God. He's not coming. He has helped us. He's not coming. We have been helped. All things that pertain to life and godliness. When we stop believing, we stop our momentum towards our goals and dreams in life. People can start by believing something. So along the line, challenges of life come. They call it storms of life. He said the storm will come. How will it not come? We are talking about, do you know that this life that you see, there is no mercy, but there are only rules to obey. There are just rules to obey. It's tough. Do you know that when you enter an airplane, up there is no oxygen there. There is no oxygen. You can't even breathe there. But humanity decided that they will create oxygen inside plane. And it's the best kind of air because it recycles. I think every less than 1 minute or so. People who are mountain climbers, when they get to a particular height, there is no more oxygen. And men scaled Everest. And they said, we want to go back. Was it in Nepal or where? Maybe a few years ago. Many people were climbing and they died. The next year. And they were paying money to climb. All things are what? Possible. If we can believe. But you now ask the question, why is it difficult to achieve our dreams in life? If it is that easy. There is what I call the combination of beliefs. So when I'm talking to you, it's not that I read something in a book, I know something, it's what I understand. I'm not talking to you about theory. I'm talking to you about practice. So that's why I'm talking to you from my heart. I'm not talking from my head. Practice. I can keep giving you examples. Practice. It works. It's not I read something, I came to pause something. No. I'm talking to you about life. Sometimes when I want to achieve something, when I stop believing, I know. I said, I'm not sure if I'm going there again. When I stop believing, I know. There are times that I have a dream and I keep believing for 5, 6, 7 years. And you know what? It usually comes to pass. If you can believe, all things are possible. Now, I talk about combination of beliefs. Number one, believe in God, and especially the love of God towards you. I'm not saying a God of judgment, a God that wants to come and destroy. No, leave that. I'm talking about believing the love of God. Because sometimes you can believe in God and believe in God of judgment, believe in God of love and God of mercy. Believe in the God of grace. When people come before the presence of God, they pray to them, they cry today, they cry tomorrow. I said, when will you have the energy to achieve anything in life? Will you only be having the energy to be crying? Believe in God and the love of God. For you, say God loves me. No, I didn't. I'm not saying, say God loves me. If the enemy can make you to believe that God does not love you, please, it will be difficult for you to be energized. Even if you don't understand, for God so loved the world. So don't ever believe people and they say the world is going to an end. The world, I said, fine, it's going to an end, but you will eat today. Yes or no? You will eat tomorrow, yes or no? You still want to buy a land and build a house. So why is it that the world is going to an end is what you are going to be thinking about? You sap yourself of the energy to attain anything in life. Some people are spent. They are in their 80s. They are saying what is going to happen. What are they supposed to be thinking about? And you are in your 20s or 30s. And you are... Okay, somebody is 85. What is he supposed to be thinking about? This world is not my own. I am just passing through. Because you need to pass 85. I remember many years ago when I just finished my youth call. And where I was living in a family house in Lagos, I looked around. Everybody there, they're like my mother and they are my contemporary. I say, if I stay here, the spirit of one German, because I want to fight German, no one there. I said, that spirit will descend on me. I said, I don't want this spirit. I'm a young man. I ran away. I can't live in such a place. People that are talking to you, mind what they say to you. Some people that are in there are very old. You know what happened? They will say, Aye Oda, Aye Oshekinik, Aye Woni Oda. The Aye is good. In fact, Aye is getting. People say, Aye in Bajesi. I don't know. Go and ask people in their 18, 19, and 20. They will tell you that Aye Bajesi. So, what do you believe? When you believe the negative, it saps your energy. Believe in the love of God towards you, the mercy of God towards you, the goodness of God towards you, the faithfulness of God towards you. I'm not saying there's no judgment. And please, please, and please, think less of the devil. He wants you to be thinking about him. And the Bible says, the man thinketh, so is he. Yeah. Number two, believe in yourself. Combination. Especially that what you set to accomplish is possible. Why did I say believe in what? Believe in God. Number two, you know why you must believe in yourself? You are the creature of God. He created you in his image. And after his likeness, no matter how many people are failing around you, is that your business? Business is not good in Nigeria. People are not rising. People are not. Is that your own business? Is that what you want to be? On the social media, people will be posting. Kenikon, what is coming to? I say this is not good for people's psyche. Sometimes on a platform, I try to read it and just put a rejoinder there because people will be thinking about negative things. You have children fees to pay. Are you going to be telling your children that what is coming to an end? Go and pay their fees, man. They don't, okay, what is coming to an end, but pay our school fees. Let us live comfortably. Yes or no? What is coming to an end, Abby? Yeah. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Please, please, and please, don't put yourself in a failure mood in life. Failure mood in life. Believe in God. Believe in yourself. You know why? Believe gives rise to your attitude. That's what belief does. When you believe something is possible, there is something in your outward appearance. Now, there is something inside you that creates something outside you. And people that see you, see, we know we can employ that guy is very positive. You go for an interview, for example, and they're asking you, even though you don't know everything, but your attitude is saying that this guy can catch up. No, we can work with this guy. But somebody is not looking down. Hey, good morning, good morning. How are you? I'm fine. No. Even if you don't know, they don't expect you to know everything. But what about your attitude? You are looking for a job, you have an attitude of somebody that wants to retire. Nobody will ever employ you. Just imagine, my children should be thinking like me. For what? Maybe I'm thinking that, okay, the way I'm looking at it, myself and my wife, we want to do something. Do they want to fly? If I'm not careful, if I'm advising them with my mind, I will not let them fly. So that is why sometimes children must leave parents for them to excel. If parents are, yes, now they have to go. That's why they leave. Even married, therefore shall a man leave his father and what? Mother. Leave you. Why did God say the man should leave? The other person will dominate you with their own thinking. He said, God said, I will do anything. No. I will do anything. Let me tell you this story. Many years ago, one of our leaders called me one day. So he said, I was doing this, my beard, I cut it off. I left two here, something like, you know. So he called me, he said, come. He said, I said, yes. He said, you know what? It's good to have a clean shave. I said, very good. I let him finish. But he asked me a question. I said, so why did God put it there if he wants us to have clean shave? I said, God put it there that you do your own the way you want. I do my own the way I want. Don't control me. Some people will be remoting controlling your life. I said, praise the Lord. Are you here? They said, praise the Lord. I'm not saying you are a rebel, but I'm saying to you the fact that watch out for people want you to become like their own image. You have been created in the image of God. Whatever people tell you, what is good, take it. The other one, say, thank you so much. They've said too many things. The guy that invented telephone that we are using now, you know what they did? They lock him up. They say, when he says it's possible, they say something is wrong with his brain. Tell somebody, think differently. Tell another one, think differently. Yeah, that's it. Believe in God and believe in yourself. Please, our parents give us good advice. And parents, please, when your children are doing something different, please try and take time to understand. And don't just condemn immediately. Try and understand what they are doing. Believe, give right to your attitude. And like somebody said, he said, attitude is the librarian of your past. Attitude. Say, attitude is the speaker of your present. He said, attitude is the prophet of your future. So that means if I look at you and I see your attitude, I know where you're coming from. If I see your attitude, I know what's happening to you now. And if I see your attitude, I know where you're going in the future. Young guys, I need you to have energy for attainment. Don't ever be believing that Nigeria is not good. Nigeria is good. Nigeria needs people like you to solve the problem. Like my daughter said to me, he said, the lecturer told them, he said about this issue of global warming and everything, he said our generation has failed. He said, but we are counting on your generation to give solution. And let them not say they are not want to think that the generation that have failed. He said, we have failed in this year of global warming, fossil fuel. Say, hopefully your generation will solve the problem for us. And that's the truth. And that is the truth. Because guess what? The generation that have failed then, they are going. And they'll be thinking that they are going. These other ones are the ones that will be left behind. So they have to solve their own problems. Your attitude defines the cost of what you want to achieve in life. It defines the cost for you. Because everything has a cost element. Understanding the cost guides your preparation. Understanding the cost guides your preparation. And when you are prepared, your readiness attracts the opportunity. Your readiness attracts the opportunity. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1. I read to you. You people just thought that David was just anointed because God was... No, God was watching the guy. He said, Samuel just went to anoint David. He was ready. Anointing follow me. Are you ready? Are you ready to save the world? Do you know what is called global warming? You won't believe it. Oh, this same world, if it goes the same way in the next 2 decades, it's not going to exist again, no matter how much we pray. David was ready. He had a good attitude, and God was watching. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Samuel, David was already ready. Before then, we didn't know, if not for the fact that he told Saul, we didn't know that this guy had killed a lion before. Was not recorded anywhere. We didn't know that they had killed a bear before. Was not recorded anywhere. Who else should be a king of Israel? Is he a man without liver? Is he a man that cannot face the enemy? Is he a man that does not have the capacity to fight? We got used. God was looking for the man. He said, "Who shall go for us?" A man that was ready. In this contemporary day and time that we live in, even if you want God to use you, you got to be ready. Your capacity must be there. You must know what it is that is going on. Even as a child of God. The Lord said unto Samuel, "How long will thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Seal thy own with all and go. I will send it to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons." Tell your neighbor, get ready. When you are ready, you will attract your opportunities. I've never seen a man that is ready that will not attract opportunities in this life. But opportunity must meet with preparation. People have gotten good jobs before and they could not sustain it. People have started good businesses before, they could not sustain because they were not ready. People have been given funds before, they were not ready, they messed it up because they were not ready. People have been given grants before, they used the grant to eat because they were not ready. They couldn't multiply it. God is forever looking for men and women that are ready. What you are doing today, your business, think about it, it's an opportunity in your hands. Are you ready to take it to the next level? You need some capacity to move it. Step from glory to glory. That is what it is. Even the parable of the talents, they were expected to multiply it. The first guy was ready. The second guy was ready. The third guy had a problem with his belief system. You are a master. You are somebody. You sow where you don't reap. That was his belief. His belief affected his readiness. And the guy did some work to go and dig and keep something and you did not lose it. That's some level. But he believed wrongly. So this morning I want to ask you, are you believing the right things or the wrong things? Are you meditating on what is not good in Nigeria and what is not good in the world? That's not your business. Is that what you think about Monday afternoon night? Yeah, as a man think it. Oh, are you everybody? The world is not good again. If you say the world is not good again, what are you going to be manifesting? It's going to affect your demeanor. Who is going to employ someone that is thinking something is not good? Everybody wants to employ someone that thinks something is possible. Yeah, I can do it. I can make it work. Yeah, it can work. You know, yeah, it's possible. How do you think about yourself when you wake up in the morning? What is the next feat that you want to accomplish? Don't you know that the Bible says, I and the children that the Lord has given me, they are for what? Signs and wonders across board. Signs and wonders across board. People that develop drug in medicine, that develop the vaccine they are using, is called signs and wonders. So when you reduce signs and wonders to somebody in the church, no. Signs and wonders are done across board in the world today. Signs and wonders. Do you know how many millions of people the vaccine have saved? Vaccine that you are using. Signs and wonders. But when you are ready, God can use you. So the issue is this. Let me summarize. Believe. Believe. And what is belief? Belief is the ability to accept that something is true, especially without proof. That's belief. Then is a combination. Believe in the Lord your God. Number two, believe in yourself. He has created in the image of God. Believe in the love of God for your life. Don't ever believe that one enemy can come and do, you know, can come and deal with your destiny. Forget about those things. Enough is enough. You have prayed enough. Maybe you'll be praying. Now, so why, at what point are you going to believe what you have been praying about? Pray forever. If you don't believe, you will never act on your prayers. So move on. You have prayed by faith. Move. Believe determines your attitude. Attitude is your demeanor in life. Can I do it? Yes, I can do it. I can make it work. It can happen. It can be happen anywhere. You are a child of God. The life of God is in you. We turn things around. That is who we are. We are not failures. We are people. We are so, we are ambassadors of God. That is who we are. Now, attitude defines the cost. Everything you want to attain, achieve in life has a cost element. Understanding the cause guides your preparation. Understanding the cause guides your preparation. I know how much it's going to cost me to attain this, and I get prepared myself for it. I need to do this. I need to study hard. I need to have master. I need to have this one. Yes, guide your preparation. Then, when you are prepared and you are ready, you will attract the opportunity. There is nobody that is ready that has never attracted the opportunity. When Iwuele Okonjo was ready, she became the DG of WTO. When they began the competition, I was watching. When they interviewed her on CNN one day, I looked at all their competitors. The woman was speaking. And I love it that I'm in Nigeria. I mean, I was wondering. I said, this competition is thing all over the world. And Trump does not want her to get it. Opposition from American president. She was focused. And she was ready. Did she not attain it? But she was ready. Are you ready this morning? Let us pray. Father, we are grateful to you because we are your children. Lord God of heaven, I pray, O God, for everyone under the sound of my voice. And I say this morning, every spirit of mediocrity I bind in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of less than average I bind in the name of Jesus. Lord God of heaven, please, O God, grant unto us the spirit of champions. The grace to think like champions beyond our environment. We worship and adore you, Lord our God. In Jesus' name we pray.